This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is an interview that Gary did on Cheddar on March 5th, where he discusses NFTs and how the market determines their value. Enjoy.
Welcome back to Cheddar, everyone. You've undoubtedly seen his hot takes on everything from the latest tech trends, business advice, and fandom for the New York Jets as well. Here to discuss some of the news of the week with us is Gary Vaynerchuk, CEO of VaynerMedia. Gary, great to have you here with us today. If I may, as a business owner, I got to get your perspective on what we're seeing on the front of jobs right now, whether that's job matriculation into different industries, where employees are finding new work, and how they're reskilling for what is the inevitable changes that are to come in the post-COVID era.
You know, we've seen this before. When there's huge technology advancements, things evolve. I mean, there's millions of people right now in the world whose job it is to capture content around another human being, post-produce it, and put it into social media. None of these jobs existed. So we spend so much time talking about, well, what's self-driving cars, what happens to all the drivers, or this, that, and the other thing. But what we're not spending time on is, to your point, all the jobs. Look what's about to happen with artists, with NFTs. Jobs are happening all the time. We need to look at offense, not looking at the defense of it.
Okay, and so let's go further into that, because this is really striking for a lot of us as we continue to discuss it with the NFTs and particularly the underlying technology. Why is this such a major opportunity from your perspective?
For me, it feels like 1995 and 2005. 95 was Web 1.0 for me, 2005 was Web 2.0. It feels like a sea change, right? The blockchain, the ledgerization, the digitalization of all goods, the way music's distributed, books, the way art and collectibles are sold, the way season tickets can be sold. The thing that we've seen over the last 20 years is technology comes along and shrinks the middle and takes away a leverage from a lot of the middlemen. What NFT is doing, non-fungible tokens, is allowing the IP holder or the artist or the originator of a thing to control it and to get economics with the metadata on the secondary and tertiary transactions. This is a big shift. We also see that people want social currency. Fashion is built on social currency. I want to show what I'm wearing. I want to flex. And so social currency, like, who owns that rare, so rare soccer player? My friend Joe wants to show that. And so to me, what you're going to see is people caring about the blue check on Instagram or skins on Fortnite or those Madden tokens. That is about to hit every part of our life. Well, who owns this piece of art, this aspect? And looking at what people own and transact is gonna become a social norm, the same way that Googling someone or checking their Instagram has become a social norm over the last 20 years. That's what's in the forefront coming. There'll be a lot of projects that don't work on NFT, but there will be some that will be staggering.
And so what will determine the value of them ultimately? I mean, we've seen some of the NFT-based assets sell for prices that don't even make sense, whether that be an NBA Top Shot video that there's not an exclusive ownership aspect to. Somebody could easily Google it and go watch that same video for free, or whether that's a concert ticket. So what ultimately determines that price, that value behind it?
The market. I mean, it's so fun to see you ask me that question with your background. The market will decide. And I've said this, I think NFT is all time, but I think 95% of the current projects are extremely vulnerable. And you know what that feels like? It feels like 2000. I mean, you know this. The stock market took early internet companies in 99, 98, 2000, early part, to the moon. What happened in April of 2000? A collapse, a reset. But a lot of people thought that was the end of the internet because they were confused by the market, not the consumer. NFTs are here forever. A lot of the projects are vulnerable in their current prices. Some of the projects are uncomfortably underpriced and will be the social currency that matters in 15 years.
Okay, and so one of the things that we've had a similar bubble conversation around is cryptocurrency and specifically Bitcoin. It continues to come up. What are your perspectives on Bitcoin, especially as we still don't have an environment where there is regulation? It is a wild, wild west of sorts, even though you do have the ledger technology and the ability to understand where transactions are taking place, who the whales are transacting with, and ultimately when there are large transactions that do take place because it's all on the blockchain as well. That type of transparency is there, but then once regulation enters the scene, what do you imagine that that will do for the appetite of people who have already invested either heavily or plan to utilize it as a form of payment?
Regulation is the elephant in the room. This has been my argument the whole time. Bitcoin has transferred over the hump on a brand that people believe in. I mean, we had to become a society that believed in gold, that believed in silver. It could have, in theory, been something else. It's won the hardest game. To your point, it's also a very big challenge to sovereign nations. And I think it's going to be extremely interesting over the next half a decade to a decade to see what happens and how much momentum will that currency, that community have versus what happens if it gets overregulated. I think it's an enormously difficult question to answer. I think my observation is on consumer behavior. Bitcoin has won an almost impossible game and has gotten there. What I'm far less educated on is policy and the politics behind it. But I know that if you believe that Bitcoin is universally accepted in perpetuity, I'm very curious what happens between that and where we are today with government's involvements. When I think about what Russia or China or America are thinking about that and what leverage they could be giving up by not controlling currency, it leads to very big conversations.
Yeah, it is a massive question. If you did see a consortium of central banks across the world come together and determine what they would want the currency, they deem the currency, you know, to be utilized at that point in time.
But if you get enough private businesses to start accepting, I mean, look what's going on, and you guys are covering it excellently. Like, this is a time of change.
Right. Well, Facebook tried that, right? But perhaps it was the wrong player to try it.
Well, Facebook tried it with their play at a time where their brand was declining. And if Facebook had done that 4 years earlier, they could have been much further along. They had a battle on other fronts of public perception, of the political environment. So their timing was vulnerable. But the question becomes, are other global companies in a position to possibly do that? Or does a major country come out and set their own standard? Does that tilt things? So this is just unprecedented times.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I wholeheartedly agree. You know, I got to get your take on two quick things. First and foremost, Coinbase here, the largest cryptocurrency exchange, since we're talking about crypto right now in the U.S., has announced plans to go public via a direct listing. How do you forecast the company performing on Wall Street, if we can even talk about the reception of a crypto market player in the equities market?
Fun.
And what that might look like?
Full disclosure, I was an investor in Coinbase back in 2014, so you can imagine I'm excited from that. But you know, I think taking that energy and my emotion out of the equation, you don't see companies doing this level of revenue profitably before an IPO with a trend that is so macro that they're dominating in. So I'm just very curious what the market's gonna do with it, but they have a lot of good math on their side.
Gary, I'm out of time. I started off this conversation in the back of my mind wanting to find out where the basketball runs reside right now, but we found out a lot more on the Coinbase.
We'll figure that out next time.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Peace.
Gary Vaynerchuk is the CEO of VaynerMedia. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Today's highlighted review is Gary is the Truth by TMAC23. Gary V is the truth. He keeps it real always. Love this podcast. Thanks to TMAC23. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.